Exodus, chapter 28. And take unto you Aaron your brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And you shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother for glory and for beauty. And you shall speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, and an embroidered coat, a turban, and a band. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother, and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And they shall take gold, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, of blue, and of purple, of scarlet, and fine twined linen, with skillful work. It shall have its two shoulder pieces joined at their two edges, and so it shall be joined together. And the skillfully woven band of the ephod, which is upon it, shall be of the same workmanship, according to its work, even of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And you shall take tunic stones, and engrave on them the names of the children of Israel, six of their names on one stone, and the other six names of the rest on the other stone, according to their birth, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet. Shall you engrave the two stones with the names of the children of Israel, you shall make them to be set in settings of gold. And you shall put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod for stones of memorial unto the children of Israel, and Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord upon his two shoulders for a memorial. And you shall make settings of gold, and two chains of pure gold at the ends, of braided work shall you make them, and fasten the braided chains to the settings. And you shall make the breastplate of judgment with skillful work, like the work of the ephod you shall make it, of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine twined linen, shall you make it. Four square it shall be, and doubled, a span shall be the length of it, and a span shall be the breadth of it. And you shall set in it settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle, this shall be the first row. And the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper, they shall be set in gold settings. And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, every one with its name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. And you shall make upon the breastplate chains at the ends of braided work of pure gold. And you shall make upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and shall put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And you shall put the two braided chains of gold in the two rings which are on the ends of the breastplate. And the other two ends of the two braided chains you shall fasten to the two settings, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod in the front. And you shall make two rings of gold, and you shall put them upon the two ends of the breastplate and its edge, which is in the inside of the ephod. And two other rings of gold you shall make, and shall put them on the two sides of the ephod underneath, toward the front of it, right at the seam, above the skillfully woven band of the ephod. And they shall bind the breastplate by its rings unto the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it may be above the skillfully woven band of the ephod, and that the breastplate not come loose from the ephod. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart, when he goes in unto the holy place, for a memorial before the Lord continually. And you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart, when he goes in before the Lord, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. And you shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue. And there shall be a hole in the top of it, in the midst of it, it shall have the binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of a garment, that it does not tear. And beneath upon the hem of it you shall make pomegranates of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, round about the hem of it, and bells of gold between them round about. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, upon the hem of the robe round about. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and its sound shall be heard when he goes in unto the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, that he die not. And you shall make a plate of pure gold, and engrave upon it, like the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. And you shall put it on with a blue lace, that it may be upon the turban, upon the front of the turban it shall be. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things, which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts, and it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. And you shall embroider the coat of fine linen, and you shall make the turban of fine linen, and you shall make the belt of needlework. And for Aaron's sons you shall make coats, and you shall make for them belts, and turbans shall you make for them, for glory and for beauty. And you shall put them upon Aaron your brother, and his sons with him, and shall anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And you shall make them linen trousers to cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron, and upon his sons, when they come in unto the tabernacle of meeting, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity, and die. It shall be a statute forever unto him and his descendants after him.